Well, the execution of the world's population is not going very well, is it? So we've got quite a number of people who are dying from this bioweapon. This is a bioweapon. This is they're not vaccinations. They don't protect you from the coronavirus. They don't do anything that a vaccination is supposed to do. All they'll do is kill you. They've got nanoparticulates, tungsten in particular. It's in the lipid nanoparticles part of the serum. And when it gets inside your body, unfortunately, it gets across the blood-brain barrier. Now, these people are dying immediately that they're getting it. This doctor died pretty soon after getting it. You know, and we have 30 deaths, murders. That's what they are, murders. 30 murders. Because you've got to remember, this is in breach of the Nuremberg Code. It's a crime against humanity. Because these are experimental technologies that haven't been tested, and the reason why they're killing these people, but it's because the Cabal are in a rush. They're in a rush because obviously we've caught them in their planned agenda by the Chinese Communist Party, driven by Bill Gates, Soros Group, and obviously a few other criminals. The mask wearing obviously is satanic. You know, it has satanic origins, so it would most certainly, those that wear them, unfortunately, are marked to die, because that's what Satan's after. He wants your soul. Now, a lot of people don't believe that, but that's just a matter of fact. These nanoparticulates and equipment, they actually take down your operating system. Now, that's your protection from the Creator. Once I take down your operating system, that's it. It's all over, and you'll see that. The nanoparticulates, if it hasn't killed you immediately, as it has with these poor people in Norway and these people in South Korea and these people in the USA, this is from the CDC, shown a number of deaths, murders, quite a few, a lot of other adverse reactions, serious adverse reactions. And we'll have the evidence that the COVID-19 is actually given infecting people with the virus, which that's exactly what a bioweapon is for. So you are going to see large increases in hospital people admitted to hospitals, because obviously these vaccines, as you can see, are significantly dangerous. So consequently, that's what's going to happen. These are bioweapons. These are absolutely bioweapons, so people have to understand. You see, lack of knowledge is what's going to kill you, because this vaccination is going to give you this sickness. They're already telling you. You see, this Orthodox Jew guy, I mean, what's he wearing the mask for? Does he know it's a satanic symbol? Crazy. I mean, this guy probably does. He probably does. Unbelievable. And the reason I'm doing these videos, because obviously the police watch my videos, I've already explained them, this is a bioweapon, and all this evidence does just confirms what I've already told them. Do your job. Arrest the criminals. Because unfortunately, you lot on the front line, like the nurses, care home assistants, all on the front line, they get that vaccination first, and you will expire. Once those nanoparticles travel across into your blood, into your brain, blood-brain barrier breakdown, get the nanotungsten in your head, and then obviously Chinese can take you out with the weapons they've just fitted outside of your police stations. Even using your tetra. We know that the Metropolitan Police use a Chinese system. It's right next to the head, the transmitter. And obviously once you get the vaccine, here presto, that's your life ended. Okay? So now you know.
First, I want to introduce myself, and my name is Sean Skelton, and I'm very real, and unfortunately, this is also very real. I didn't know what else to do other than to just come on live and show everybody what my body is going through at all awakening hours of my day. First and foremost, I want to thank everybody online and my friends and family that have reached out and prayed, because I think that's the only thing we have going for us right now is a prayer. And on Monday, well, Let's just say I don't know what's happening to my body, okay? It's a good question to me as it is for you, but I know that on Monday, I was a very functioning person, zero medical issues. At work every day. I've been a CNA for 25 years, and I love my patients. I love my job. I got the COVID vaccine, the Moderna, on January the 4th. On Tuesday, I had mild flu-like symptoms. I went to work. Stomach pains and diarrhea, some, you know, on Tuesday, normal flu-like symptoms. Wednesday, I wasn't feeling good. I wasn't able to go to work. My tongue began to spasm out of control. By Thursday morning, I was in full body convulsions.